We have about 1,600 kids in the Sioux Falls School District who need mentors because they come from maybe a tough environment or they got a problem at home. For whatever reason, they need a role model in their life, and the Lutheran Social Services in the school district partner up to recruit those mentors. We have about 1,100. We need 500 more. And so a group of business leaders came together a number of months ago and kicked off yesterday a campaign to recruit those 500 mentors. We're going to be going to businesses all over the city, convincing everyone from the CEO on down to spend an hour a week, literally an hour a week in a child's life. We believe, we've seen it in action, can change that child's life, can reduce dropout rates. It can keep them in school. It can improve their academics and make them successful citizens for the future. So that's...
Are we talking to kids that don't have...
That's a good question.
A father figure.
Yeah, well, I'd say yes and yes and yes. I mean, if there are two parents in the family, they're both working, and they're working in places where they can't spend any time with the kids.
Okay.
Often they are single-parent families. Sometimes they're refugee kids from halfway around the world. It's a broad variety of circumstances, but essentially homes where the adult is either working or absent, and the kid just needs a friend. They need somebody to look up to. The need for male mentors, as you might guess, is enormous. About 70% of the kids on the waiting list are boys who desperately need a man in their life to sort of look to and say, I could be like that.
How do you screen the mentors? You must.
We do, absolutely. LSS screens every mentor. There's a background check. And then you work with the counselor in a school, elementary or middle or high school, to arrange time. Usually it's over a lunch hour where you go visit and you just eat lunch with them, you read a book with them, you talk, you play games. It's not all that important what you do. It's a matter of being there.
So just 1 hour a week, though, right?
Or, 1 hour a week.
I mean,
no, 1 hour a week, okay, is max. In fact, really, travel time and all that, you end up spending probably about 45 minutes.
Okay.
So it's an hour that you're giving to an at-risk child, and we believe there's a big payoff.
How did you identify these students?
That's a great question. In each school, elementary and middle school, the teachers see very quickly, if you're in a class of 25 kids, either through your academics or just your socialization, they spot you and they say, that kid, he needs help. And, you know, teachers, they learn very quickly about the home life and through hygiene, through all kinds of things. And so there's a red flag that very quickly goes up. They communicate to the counselor, and the counselor puts together that list of kids who could really need a mentor.
And then how do you match them?
You volunteer to be a mentor, and you say, well, this school, Hawthorne, happens to be close to where I live. I'm available to do that. Again, working through LSS after the background check is done, the counselor will contact you and schedule a time that works for you as well as the child.